Well, hello, partners, and blessings this month as we look at the subject of what's in your hand. You know, a lot of times we fail to step forward and do exploits for God, great things for God, because we feel that what's in our hand is too small, or that we don't have what it takes, that we're looking at the bigness of all that we need and we don't have enough. And so we sometimes withdraw rather than move forward. So I want to encourage you this month as we focus on this subject as a little mentoring nugget for you, to look and see what you have, not what you don't have. And I want to base today's teaching out of Mark 6, where Jesus is feeding the multitudes. And what had happened here is that, you know, they had been sitting there, a multitude of people had been sitting there all day listening to Jesus' teaching, and the disciples had compassion for them because they thought they're going to be getting weary, tired, hungry. We should send them away so that they still have time to get something to eat. And Jesus' response to them in verse 37 was, "No, you give them something to eat." I'm going to read this out of the Passion Translation. It says, "Are you sure?" they replied. "You really want us to go buy them supper? It would cost a small fortune to feed all these thousands of hungry people." And so what they were looking at was what they didn't have rather than looking at what they did have. And so Jesus said, "How many loaves of bread do you have? Go and look. Go and look." And that's a key there is, you know, in order to work a miracle or to move forward in God, you have to look at what you have, not at what you have not. And so they looked around and they brought back five loaves plus a few fish, a couple of fish. And so you'd think in the natural, you'd look at the five loaves, you know, because they're like pita breads, right? Little naan breads. And, you know, you look at the five of them and then you look at the 5,000 out there and you think, come on, Jesus, really? But he just said, what do you have in your hand? What do you have available? Because if you have an availability of something, I'm going to work a miracle. And sure enough, he did. He took the loaves. He took the little fish. He lifted up these to heaven. He looked toward heaven. He didn't look to the natural. He looked to the heavenly perspective, and he blessed them. He didn't curse them. He didn't say, oh, no, it's never enough. He blessed them. And as he blessed them, the blessing of God came down. When you bless your food, the blessing of God goes into the food so that when you eat it, his blessing goes inside of you. And when you bless the finance in your bank account, it will be blessed, not cursed. But if you curse it and say, oh, I never have enough money in my bank account, then you're creating something in the spirit. You create with your words. And that's what Jesus did here. And then he broke the loaves and the fish and gave them out to the disciples, who in turn gave it out to the people. And it just kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. So that at the end of this miracle, they fed 5,000 people and had 12 baskets left over. And so that was a miracle of multiplication. But what did that miracle begin with? It began with looking at what do you have in your hand? What do you have available? And so I just want to encourage you, because I really do believe that this year coming up, especially with Rosh Hashanah coming up, that we're looking at a year and a season of increase. I've had visitations, angelic visitations that are really marking this time as increase. And I've been preaching on increase at Shiloh because I feel it's so important and God's highlighting, but we have to put our faith out for it. So he's saying, what is in your hand? Because I want to increase it. I want to multiply it. Now, I have a book. It's called The Replenishment Anointing. It's just a little book. And if you do not have it yet, I would encourage you to get it. You can order it, of course, on patriciaking.com or on Amazon, but I want to encourage you to get it because it is going to be a very faith-building tool for you. And so in there is the story of the loaves and the fish and other miracles. But what it'll do is put faith in your heart for a miracle anointing. But what does the miracle of replenishment and multiplication, what does it start with? It starts with what is in your hand. What do you have in your hand to put before the Lord? And he will bless it. He'll bless your efforts. He'll bless your energy. He'll bless your provision. He'll bless whatever you give to him. So what is in your hand? I want you to ask that question and how you can see multiplication and increase in this season. So God bless you. And again, thank you so much for all your giving into the ministry, your faithfulness as partners. We are so blessed by having you as partners in this ministry as we expand, as we get the word out to the masses, especially through media. And so thank you so much for your faithful support and love. And God bless you. Have a great week.